So, if you're noticing that there's a little bit of a defense structure reaction already, it's normal because we're talking about things that make your defense structure go like, what's going on here? They see me. This is bad, you know? So let's just be loving, first of all, to any energies moving around in you. Anything in your body right now that might feel a little bit unsafe, that might feel a little bit like revealed. Just letting it know we are not here to force anything. Love. Love is as you wish and at your pace. So we are not coming in here as bullies that want to force anything to open up before it's ready. At the same time, and this is where it gets interesting, is understanding that part of what is reacting to us wanting to do this work is not the wound itself. The wound itself wants you to come. The wound itself wants your presence. It wants you to come back and hold the space where it's stuck so that it can be remerged, so that it can come back to wholeness with you. It is the internal defense structure that has a reaction. And this is super, super important to understand. That reaction needs for us to be present with it. What it does not need is for us to listen to it and agree with it. Just like if you have a 4-year-old child that's afraid of something, can you imagine if you'd be like, oh my God, you're right. There's probably a monster under your bed. No, you wouldn't do that. I want you to understand that this is the same thing with this irrational emotional defense structure. It needs you to be an adult. It needs you to be a loving parent that comes to join it, can be with it, and hear it out, hear what it's saying, but not believe it. This is a key piece. I talk about it in the Sacred Heart Flow series. It's like hearing something and how different that is from listening. We listen with our hearts. That means we hold space. We build a field of empathy. We hear with our minds, just like information and data. Okay, got it. That's what you think. Okay, got it. So, whew, I can already feel that the internal defense structure is a little bit destabilized. And I want to remind you that the way that internal structure feels, this is the pure feeling level of a little child that feels helpless and defenseless, and for who it just seems hopeless. What can you do against a big adult body screaming at you? What can you do against an authority figure that is kind of like, squashing you when you're a child? There isn't much you can do. And that helplessness and hopelessness, oof, that, oof. Just talking about it, and I can feel it like just come up so deeply. So let's just remind ourselves here. We are in a field of energy. We are here to do this work. We are here to let these energies in us know that we're coming to be with them. We are coming to relieve them of all of this energy that they're holding, all of this reactive energy that they're stuck in. Because make no mistake, they are stuck in that. They do not know how to get out of that themselves. They need you, the divine being that you are, the consciousness that you are, to come to them. They can't make it up to you on their own. So just letting the whole system know, woo, I'm coming. I love you. I'm coming. I love you. I want you to just take the time to build that structure that we play with since the beginning of January. So a nice big ball of energy around you. A nice big ball of pure white energy. It's got silver powder in it. It always does these days. Allow that big sphere, that big ball of energy to spin one direction, either right to left or left to right. This ball is just filled with the pure consciousness that you are a divine being of light. You are God essence made manifest. Okay, that's just letting that all that energy spin through you, spin through your physical body, spin through your aura, spin even deeper into the hairline. Letting it activate your core star above your belly button. I am a divine being of light. Let's just I am a divine being of light, having an experience in a human body. I am always supported. I am always connected to Source. Nice and smoothly. Just feeling all that white energy and that silver powder just moving around in that sphere, moving through all your bodies, all the levels of your being, just a soothing energy. You are a being of light. This is about remembering this. This is about remembering how powerful you are. You create light. That's how powerful you are. And it's okay if you feel stuff going on in your body. It's okay. It's okay. Let's rejoice that our body lets us know where the energies are. From that sphere, create a second ball of energy that's just a little bit smaller than the first one and get it spinning in the opposite direction. So if one's going right to left, the other one's going to be going left to right. And within this internal sphere, we're just asking that Source gently neutralize the suppressed emotions, that it just helped to process them by neutralizing the charge of them. That doesn't mean we can't feel them, but it's going to help to not get too triggered by them. So we are neutralizing the charge of them, allowing some of it to just simply go to neutral. It's like that place right between the polarity. We feel it, but we're able to not be in reaction. Right. Now that triple heart connection, just visualize that beautiful line of energy that flows right into you from the crown, comes down from source, enters your crown, into your heart, out of your root chakra, and all the way into the heart of the earth. The heart of God or goddess, whatever you want to call it, your heart, and the heart of Gaia, all aligned together. Your heart is the bridge. You are a divine being in a human body. And I would just want to hone into the heart. Just concentrate your attention in your heart space. And as you're inhaling, it's like you're bringing in the divine energy from God source, and you're bringing up the earth energy from Gaia. You're bringing them up with the inhale into your heart space, blending these energies, and exhaling, expanding that energy outwards, expanding it through your body, through the physical body and the cells, through the energy body and all the aura. Inhaling the terrestrial and celestial energies into your heart space. Blending them and exhaling, allowing this to expand like a beautiful sun. You are a light being. We're just expanding the light within you. Sorry. Oof. So just feel all of that at once. Your consciousness can do all of this at once, no problem. This is not a mental thing. You have an outer ball and an inner ball spinning in opposite directions, feeding you white, beautiful, silvery energy. You are fully grounded into the earth and connected to source. Your heart is the bridge and meeting point of these energies. And as you inhale, you bring them together. And as you exhale, you expand the rays of your inner light throughout all of your field. So this, I'm just going to set it and forget it. This is going on. This is active. This is activated. And it does not need your conscious attention holding it in place for it to stay there. It's set. The pain deep in these early wounds, early childhood wounds, is so eager for us to come and be with it. And we have layers to go through to get there. And that's okay. I'm going to bring you on a little journey, and we're going to play with this. I want you to imagine that you're walking on a beach, a beautiful, beautiful beach. It's very wild. There's no buildings, there's no houses. It's pure, raw nature. And you're calmly walking on this beach. It's a beautiful day. You're walking down the beach and there's a bit of water of the ocean that touches you once in a while on your feet. You are serene. You are the soul. You are the spirit that you are. And slowly but surely, we're walking up to an area where there seems to be like an energy boundary. It's almost like there's like a wall of energy in the way of being able to continue walking. And I want you to be really curious about this. Really be the spiritual being that you are, fully in your power, in deep knowledge that nothing that is pure within you can actually ever really be affected. And you're just very interested by this like kind of energetic membrane. And you're willing to just put your hands on it and just kind of feel what it feels like. And notice where you feel that in your body. Because this first boundary, this first energetic membrane, is what is called the outer defense structure. It is the first line of defense. But you're not coming here to hurt anything. So you're able to just feel it and interact with it a little bit. So really do, like, just be kind of curious about it. Wow, what happens when I touch it? Very gently and softly, with full consciousness. What kind of feeling does it generate in my body as I slowly push my hands into it, very gently and softly? And notice if you can really feel, like for me, right away, I feel it in my plexus. Notice where do you feel it in your body when there is an energy that starts pushing on your outer defense structure? For me, it's a mixture. It's like plexus, throat. It's a bit of a band around my head that tightens. And it's okay. It's okay. Because that's what we're here to do. We are here to hold space and be present as we feel this. Slowly but surely, you're just pushing a little bit more and a little bit more. Your goal is to bring yourself into and past that membrane so you can be in that space, but just super slowly and softly and gently. Because as this, you know, first line of defense, as we start breaching in a loving, conscious way, this outer defense structure, it will eventually start triggering the inner defense structure. But we're not coming in here to hurt anything. We have to keep reminding ourselves about this. So just like 1 centimeter at a time, just pushing yourself through the membrane, feeling where you feel it in your body, and offering presence. Oof. We could have fun, like almost exploring what does the world look like within this layer of the outer defense structure. Generally speaking, it's whatever your matured version of your map of reality looks like. But I'm really interested in us staying in the energy, staying in the feeling of what it feels like to be there. Because our maps of reality they're constricting. It's normal, right? They're not based on unitive concepts. They're not based on a complete understanding of reality as a holistic and benevolent, responsive consciousness. Just hanging out in here. Hopefully by now you've just brought yourself all the way through the membrane and now you're just kind of hanging out in that place. Feeling what it's like to really be aware of the energy of your defense structure. And noticing, the more you stay there consciously and feel it, it eventually starts shifting a little bit the energies you're feeling. And whatever's going on, you are a benevolent being. Yeah, you've got these double balls spinning. You've got all that white, silvery powder spinning around in you and through you and around you. You are in a straight line connected to source, connected to Gaia, and clear intent of why you are here. You are here to be present and let these structures in you know. That they don't need to do all this work anymore. That you are willing to come back into responsibility. You are willing to walk through these boundaries and walls in order to get to the core pain, and that they have served you well, and you're very, very grateful. So basically, you're in this layer now. You're in the outer defense structure layer. And you're just walking, you're walking down the beach. It's a little bit different walking here than it was before you crossed this boundary. You probably notice it feels a little bit more dense. And very slowly and intentionally, with a lot of love and presence, we are walking towards the next energetic boundary. And this one looks a bit different. It's definitely more jaggedy. It's definitely got a lot more erratic energy going on. It's a little bit more like electric almost. We're slowly making our way towards the inner defense structure, that place where we hold the emotional and irrational reactions that we felt. We are taking our time here, remembering that we are beings of light. We are made of love. Slowly walking up to this membrane. Allowing yourself to almost, it's almost like you're listening, it's almost like you're hearing what's in that membrane and what's inside of that layer. You want to take the time to hear before you start going into it and through it. It'll be highly emotional. It'll definitely have that flavor of hopelessness, powerlessness. It's normal that it has like a very childlike energy and voice. We have touched this part of us whenever we have lost control, whenever we have become aware that we had basically become a four-year-old, having a deeply emotional reaction. Mine tends to sound something like, but I didn't know. Like it's got that. Putting our hands slowly but surely on that membrane. And here, we're going to take a second here to channel pure source energy into this membrane. And the way this energy is going to look is very, very golden, very golden. Just like, ooh, warm, golden, soothing energy. And you really need to remember, you're not coming in here to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that you've been stuck. You're not going in there to be emotionally reactive with it. You are going in there to be that loving, grounded presence that's coming in here to hold this reaction. Channeling that golden energy. And just feel the texture of that boundary, of that membrane as you start going through it. It might amplify the emotional reactivity. It's okay. Just keep reminding yourself, you are the responsive being. This is super deep training. Let's just come with me. Let's do this. Pushing gently through that membrane so you can enter that field of pure emotional reactivity. It is the consciousness that is stuck in the past. This is the childlike, unevolved consciousness. This is what the energy block looks like. This is the energy that it's stuck in. It is not evolved. It is not aware of reality. It is not in the now. It is stuck in a loop of the past. It is stuck in an emotional reaction to whatever happened that created that trauma. Breathe through it. Golden energy. Super interesting. For me, the outer defense layer, I could feel it really strong in the plexus. This inner defense layer, I feel it much stronger in my upper chest. So just notice where you feel it in your body the most. I also feel it in like my hands and arms, like they feel like they want to crisp up, like just like get all tense. And it's like, okay, channeling that golden energy into yourself, into wherever you're feeling in your body. The energies of that inner structure. To me, this space feels like a hurricane energy. You know, it's just like so much energy, volatility moving around. Like it's like pure emotional. And you are the grounded presence. You are the being of light. You are the divine essence that is slowly and consciously walking through this in deep presence. Feeling wherever your body allows you to know. It's like our body tells us, our body shows us where the energy blocks are, where the areas are in our auric field, where these defense energies are held in place. Our body is literally showing us where to bring the consciousness, where to bring the golden energy, where to bring the calm, peaceful, fully present, responsive consciousness that we are. We're just walking through this. Slowly walking up to the next membrane, the next boundary. Within this boundary, on the other side of that boundary, is the actual pain, is the actual wound. Not the hard pain, not the hard pain of staying stuck flying around with all the emotional reactions and believing every single one of them and acting them out. No, no, because we're already walking through that. We are already walking through that with presence and responsivity. We are going towards the soft pain, the true pain, the real pain, not the pain we made, not the pain that we built up by adding more and more pain to the original pain. We are walking up towards the soft pain. Slowly arriving here to this membrane, surprisingly, this membrane is not, it's not as thick. It's not as thick as the other ones. Maybe the emotional reactivity wants to like tell you a story that, oh no, that boundary is made of thick metal and we can't get through it and rah, rah, rah. But look closely and actually very softly put your hands on that membrane and that boundary and notice that it is a lot thinner. There is nothing that your system wants more than for you to come here. It has been waiting for so long. That pure core creative energy that's even deeper than that pain and that wound, it is waiting to pulsate out and be freed. So imagine that your core essence and your core star and the core creative energy right in the center, they are calling. They are calling each other. It's like your core star energy wants nothing more than for that core star energy that's stuck inside of that pain and that wound to be able to come back into the core star. So like, just be aware of this. There's like, even though we're going to go into this place where the original pain is held, there's something exciting going on at the same time. There's kind of like a little giddiness, a little flutteriness, like, oh my God, we're about to go back home. But we just need to be calm about this and to be so willing. Imagine that you are this loving parent and all you want to do is hold this little baby that needs to cry out what it's feeling. And that's the energy you're coming in this with. The boundary is much less dense than the other ones were. I want you to just kind of slip right through it as a loving being. And I see a lot of pink energy here, like a lot of pink energy. I am coming to hold you. And you can even imagine if you want that it's a little baby. Or it's a very young version of you. And they need to be held while they feel what they're feeling. Whatever it is that made them tense up and created that separation of the emotion and the mental activity. We just want to come in here and just grab this energy, grab this child version of you. Grab this energy and hold it so lovingly. Where is it in your body? Is it screaming? Is it crying? Is it angry? Is it hurt? Just giving it permission to be felt. completely. Is it terrorized? Is it in pain? Sending it pure, it's like rose quartz color. It's like translucent, light pink energy. That pain, the source of that pain is the separation. The source of that pain is the moment that the energy got separated between the mind and the emotion. The pain is the moment that duality happened. And what we're doing is we're bringing that back together. Back together into unity. If you can sustain your attention here and hold this energy until it's done being felt, which does not, it just, it's, we're talking a couple of minutes, you will start to feel your core star expand and receive back the energy that was stuck below that pain. You're holding that energy, you're allowing it to be felt, consumed, released by your loving attention and constant presence. As you keep walking, you're walking right into your core star. You're walking right into this blinding field of light. It's like a white sun. And you are walking right into it. And feel your core star, three fingers above your belly button. Feel that space. Feel that space. Receive all the pure creative force energy coming back into it that was trapped. Just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in the pulsating frequency of that core star that you are, the deepest level of your being. You have walked through the layers of your defense structure into the core wound and back into the core star. Our goal is to learn to do that over and over and over again, spiraling back into our essence so that we can then beam it out even more. Just giving yourself the chance to feel that, just inhaling deep into that core star as you bring that energy back into it, feeling what that feels like to bring that energy back into the core star, creating more light, fulfilling your purpose as God essence, fulfilling your destiny as you individuate and make these unique versions of that light that we are. Woo. Letting that energy expand and circulate through the field. Because there is one place in your field now where all of a sudden the energy will be able to flow a little bit more than it did before the call. And maybe it's not one specific area. Maybe you feel it diffusely. Maybe you feel it like, okay, something feels lighter. Whatever it is, just give yourself permission to feel that. Wow, the core star feels so intense right now. Oof. We are 9 people activating our core star, 10 people activating our core star together at once right now. Harvest this bounty. Harvest the fact that we're doing this together, which it amplifies it for all of us. Letting our system know you are safe, opening up to us. You are safe. It is safe to open up. It is safe to do this work now. It is safe to evolve. All right. We're going to share a little bit what we went through, but I'm just going to just bring us back to it. Let's integrate the work we've just done. Your core star will probably feel pretty intense for the rest of the evening. That's fine. Just come back a little bit to the heart space, right? We integrate through the heart space, inhaling that celestial terrestrial energies into the heart space, beaming it out throughout the aura. And just notice, do you notice when you spread it out from your heart all the way through your body and your auric field, does it feel a little bit different? Does it feel like it's got a little bit more room? Letting these spinning balls offer you integrative energies, lots of silver powder. Lots of beautiful, shiny white light. And taking your time, just like spinning these, it's like you spin these balls back into your heart. It's like almost like they spin and get smaller and smaller and smaller back into your heart space. Just like a nice final slow exhale to just allow all of your field to receive that. Yes.